You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the Three Fat Truckers, episode 106, released June 22nd, 2025. Join us live on Facebook every Saturday at 7 p.m. Share your thoughts with us in email, show@3ftpodcast.org. You can find us on Facebook and all the other socials, TikTok. You can also listen to us on Spotify and Apple. I'm Malia, the girl co-host, introducing the guys you've all been waiting for. Here's the Three Fat Truckers. Bill, go ahead.
What's happening, everybody? Bill here. Happy to be here. It's Saturday evening, by God. God knows I didn't have anything else to do. What's going on, Dave?
By God. I'm glad you're here,
dagam it.
I'm a sitting here playing on my phone, talking to you good folks, and smoking the hell out of some brisket tonight. How about you, Steve? What you doing?
I was wondering where he was going to go.
I was like, smoking what?
How do you keep it lit, Dave?
That's a bitch. You just draw real hard.
forget which end to suck from.
Hey, everybody. It's Steve. Enjoy the show.
You lift the tail up, then you know right.
I'm still trying to find the live stream, like always. I don't know why.
Steve, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because I can't find it either. And I'm streaming it.
When you're ready to do it, send me the link, would you?
It does not work well. I don't know what we're doing here.
The thing is, we have a page, then we have a group, and.
Well, you don't do it. Go on your page. Go on Steve's page.
I am
page,
on my page.
And then go to videos, and that's where it's at. And then you go to schedule.
I need everybody to pay attention to Dave on this right here.
Well, I'll look you there. And I don't see us. I see
All right. So, okay, I've got two links here. One's the page URL, and the other is the event URL. Let's try the event URL.
Oh, there
URL.
We are. I got it, Bill. Go to videos and then hit live. I'm an expert now.
Until next week.
Don't get cocky.
Right?
You shut your dirty whore mouth, Bill.
Can you see any comments?
Don't get cocky. Okay, videos. Comment. Let's see. Videos.
Hold on.
And
I got it.
That brought up one with Dave in a Santa Claus hat.
There's your stalker, Malia. Wow.
Richie?
Yes, sir. Or yes, ma'am.
I see how I knew it was him.
You knew it was Richie. God, he's waiting for the random shower.
He's waiting. He knows.
Hey, I already sent him a picture. Hello, Richie. I wrote on the mirror.
Oh.
For my last shower, which I believe was today.
Well, if anybody's watching live.
Lock my cap soon.
If anybody's watching live, we're glad you're here because I'll be damned if I can find it.
Well, last week here, technical difficulties, and that's all my fault.
That was Steve's fault.
For some reason, I thought we could have good internet connection inside of a restaurant. Don't do that.
Well, it depends on the restaurant.
Well, it was a fancy one. But anyway, so the internet.
What we were doing.
Yeah. And then we tried to do like a live from the truck show we were at last weekend, and it was the internet. It was just terrible.
Yeah, so, it was there.
But we did have lots and lots of fun down there, and met a lot of nice people. And we'll get to it towards the end of the show here. Tell you about our.
I found it.
So, how was your week, boys?
Bill? God. It's been balls of the wall for me these last couple of weeks.
Getting to take your siesta in the afternoon no more, huh?
I've not had a single nap all week, and if you knew me, that's saying something.
By the way, my week was wonderful. It was wonderful. Except for when you leave Texarkana and have to drive all the way across 30 to Memphis and then drive all the way across 40.
Oh my God, 40 across Tennessee.
Across Tennessee till you get to Knoxville. Sucks.
That's got to be one of the worst.
Did you take your water wings?
Oh my God!
Your shovel the mud. I'm not sure which.
Well, I didn't go that far. I stopped right before I got to there. But just that is the biggest, busiest freight
corridor,
east west run in the world. And why it's only two lane, I don't understand. It's not only
two lane. It is old two lane. It is not set up for modern traffic at all. The way the highways intersect with each other.
The no passing areas and trucks right lane only. And yeah, there's
three lanes climbing a hill, two oversized going up at 2 mile an hour. Traffic backed up 40 mile an hour. Nobody will pass.
And the problem is Tennessee is one of those places where you can't really, I'm sure somebody's going to tell, I go through the woods all the time. But Tennessee is not one of those, especially east of Nashville. It's not real easy to go through the woods going across 40.
What do you got? 70, 40, and 80.
You better know where you're going because
we got 10, 70, 40. They've got to check it up in
Kentucky for being too long on a road.
Yeah, that's it.
And all the trucks are traveling.
SFF or whatever stupid rule.
Was it STAA?
S-A-S-T-A-A or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has to be a new one. A ticket for being too long.
It's only $24. The size does matter. And then I get up there.
Damn, is all.
Size matters.
$160 court cost and $24 for the ticket.
My favorite thing is when you get pulled over or something like that, and they go, "Well, it doesn't go on your license. It just goes to the city." I'm like, "So you're
that just makes everything better,
us, huh?" Okay.
And it is, and it's absolutely right because I got that ticket in Kentucky, and that cop knew he was wrong, but he also knew the likelihood of me coming back to fight it was very, very slim to nil.
Yeah.
And but here's the cool. Well, I say cool. Here's the kicker. I pay the money for the ticket and it never makes it back onto my license. It was a following too closely, stupid shit. And yeah.
So you shouldn't have been doing that, huh?
Well, did I show you the video for that?
I don't know.
One of these days I ought to. No, it was bullshit.
There's video proof.
I have video proof.
Yeah, he literally had the camera in
this. My favorite thing as far as video is when we crossed the bridge at Louisville. And, I mean, I don't do it in a big truck no more. And you guys don't ever see the toll because it's automatically paid for you guys. But in your personal vehicle now, I'll get a year later.
Mm-hmm.
One whole year, I'll finally get a thing that says you owe $5.40.
You don't pay that damn thing in 4 days. It goes up to like seven something.
But it took them a year to give it to me. And I'm like, did I cross there? I don't remember that.
Yeah. This year when we left Matt's coming home, I only got a bill going.
Second Street Bridge.
Yeah, I only got a bill going one way this year.
So. Well, because we went out for dinner with
Clean Fire. That, and I was driving down wrong way streets and cutting through.
Tell him, Malia.
Playing Frogger, adult Frogger. He was jerking around. That is like.
Worked great.
According to Bill, he called us and was like, he circle jerking
around.
When
we left the truck show, she's following me with the trailer and the golf cart. And I go across the interstate over the bridge there. You ready to get on interstate? I'm like, oh, wait a minute. We got to stop at Bucky's. So I zip back to the right lane and she's following me and we get in the parking lot there. It lets loose a downpour that would wash Noah's Ark away.
I had white on.
Oh, yeah.
I had white on. What do I have?
Yeah. And we park and she finds a place to park. We get inside Bucky's there and we're looking around. She's looking for some souvenirs and I told her, I said, if I didn't get those there, that onesie that girl had on at the truck show, and we had a picture of Bill, I said, I'm going to buy you one. And we found one. You can see it behind her there in the picture, mm-hmm. for those of you on the live. Mm-hmm. And
it fits.
It's sort of not been to its full use, to its full potential yet, to embarrass Bill in public when he hasn't been to breakfast.
So she wears it, and that's supposed to embarrass me?
Oh, she's going to be all over you, buddy.
Oh, no.
Well, by the way,
you guys picked on me so hard for not stopping at that stop. So I thought I would experience it full on. We were like,
hey, Bill.
Beaver outfit.
Guess what? Or Steve, guess what?
Yes.
Rich can come help you move tomorrow. He's coming your way.
I see.
Hey,
that.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
I'm all done. I'm all done moving.
Oh, well. Then.
We're just putting stuff away.
Hey, if he sees your porch before I do, I'm going to be so excited. Bill and Dave, we got to go for a trip.
Yeah, road trip into this. So how was your week, Malia? We've asked us.
I was getting ready to get to her.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet you were. You're so mad about the pineapple.
No.
You after my pineapple.
It didn't bother me a bit. Because I really didn't listen to it. I just seen the picture.
I'm teasing. No, I had a good week at the Boneheads truck show and drove down to Georgia. I had fun with Steve. I tried knocking him out of the golf cart. He's quick. Yeah. I come down the hill kind of sideways. I was riding it sideways. I start off kind of slightly doing it.
I let
it
her
to see
for me around.
Me.
Hell yeah.
We had some guy rolling. I mean, he was laughing so hard in his chair. You know, he was laughing at us because I tried tipping him.
Well, we made sure we pretty much talked to everybody. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I give everybody a hard time. So, yeah.
So you did a Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Steve did, yeah. I stepped back and took pictures of him doing it, too. I'm like, oh, yeah. Me and Dave again.
Yeah.
You took a picture of me and Bill's office while you were driving around.
Yeah.
I love that.
The outhouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
I commented on that. I said, mine's the one on the left.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like mine on top because I like shitting on people.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought you liked it on the bottom because you can only fuck up.
No, that's true, too. Yeah. Or I usually get shit on every day.
I'm going to pull the Bible out.
Do you want to get to the news, and then we'll get to the truck show stuff, or what?
Yeah, sure.
Bill just loves
news out here, and then we'll get to the truck show.
It's fine.
Get our break
it's
in
fine.
Between and all that.
Yeah. As everybody was probably aware by now, I-40 in the gorge is... out of commission again. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make jokes about this. It's sad
in
a way.
Tell them that you just went up at like...
Oh, several times in a row in the last few weeks. Yeah.
Who are you following every time you go up it?
Oh, it never fails. I get behind an asshole that wants to go 15 miles an
Western
hour all
Auto.
The way across that. Yeah.
It's Western Express.
Western. Oh, yeah. It was Western Express, wasn't it?
You called me.
So probably a good thing. That way he didn't fold that thing in half somewhere. I-40 at the Tennessee-North Carolina border will close once again. Should have put it yet again. Will once again close for several weeks following series of rock slides. And this is published the 20th by Wimberly
Patton.
Doesn't
look like rocks, looks like water to me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it washed some down.
We got old Wimberly this time.
Yeah. Interstate 40 at the Tennessee-North Carolina border will be closed for the next several weeks following a series of rock slides earlier this week. The rock slides happened on June 18th during an intense downpour. The largest of the four rock slides on I-40 near exit 451 happened around mile marker 450. According to the Knoxville News Sentinel, the intense rain caused the rock slides, which sent rocks and dirt pouring onto the roadway. The first step in resolving the damage involved diverting water off the roadway and clearing the mud. Tennessee Department of Transportation was able to begin assessing the damage just hours after the incident, and additional assessments will be made after the debris is cleared off of the interstate. No one was injured in the incident. Ooh, good news. That means we can talk shit. We're still in trauma. Our ears are still ringing from 8 months ago. Cock County Mayor.
I think it's supposed to be Cook, but
ooh, there's only one O there. Cock County Mayor Rob Mathis.
He's gonna say it twice. Let's say it again.
Cock County Mayor. If you live in Cock County,
you've been mayored,
and you own a couple of roosters.
Don't go down 40.
Oh man!
Or do go down 40 for Cock
or
County?
Just go down on somebody,
Mayor.
That's all where you put the pause.
A little slower, Malia. That was all.
The pause.
Oh. I read on.
Job?
And we're going to overcome it. There you go, Billy. And we're going to overcome it.
Hammer down. Rob
That's
Mathis
even
said.
Better, right? Hammer down on Cock County.
I need you to say cock a few more times before I can. Rob Mathis said when the first call went out immediately, it was like, oh no, not again.
And oh,
like,
no.
But I'm gonna stop. But then within a half of a second of that, within half a second of that, it was okay. Let's do this, and that's what we do. Whatever the challenge is, whatever we're going to face, we face it together, head on, and we're going to overcome it. The interstate is expected to reopen in about 2 weeks. But the most severe damage at exit 451 could take several weeks longer to clear and repair. The rock slide cleanup is expected to cost around $500,000. Tennessee Department of Transportation recommends the same alternate routes used during the Hurricane Helene cleanup, Interstate 81 to Interstate 26. And
it's
screw
the
a lot
Tennessee,
of
that. North Carolina border.
Well, they said around.
We do know Tennessee is the volunteer state. See how I went with that? Have them volunteer to help.
Hey, I mean that is their side of the border, exit 451. So
since they got all them rocks on the road, they can push them over to the side where they got all washed out from the hurricane. So it might have helped.
I saw a picture somewhere of the water rushing down the embankment where they were already, they're in the middle of rebuilding, and I'm not sure what their plan is this time.
It sounds like they should have cut some waterways through there for the water to run.
There needs to be a plan because this is not going to end. It's a road sitting right next to a mountain, for God's sake.
And let's build the second busiest freightway through east and west.
I mean, yeah. Let's get with it, folks. So, I mean, a huge pain in the ass getting through there. And my boss got on me about how long it took to do that South Carolina run. Well, it almost took a day and a half to get down there.
Did you tell him Cock County is being a pain in the ass?
If you knew Cock County the way I do.
It's being a pain in the ass.
It's being
with all that water slide, I'm surprised. It
should have went right
in there. We're just going to let her go.
Right in there, Bill.
And I get to go next week.
I can't believe they're sending you down there, though.
I know.
I couldn't imagine my employee.
Well, he's fixed, so that's okay.
I've been neutered.
He can have all the cock he wants.
Not unless I'm the mayor.
Take your soap on a rope, Dave.
Not unless I'm the mayor. I get that extra.
I shouldn't be laughing. I'm in so much trouble for laughing at all this. I just know it.
There's your Bible
every
right
time
there.
There's a bad incident.
Your Bible right there.
Line.
Yeah, I can feel it too.
No, guys on the runaway.
Don't touch it. It'll burn you right now.
Probably. I'm in trouble.
All you got to do is say, God help me before all these things. And
where's your Bible?
All the Southerners, when they'll say,
bless your heart.
Bless your heart. And they're calling you stupid.
Yeah.
They'll say,
that isn't that special?
About?
And they're calling you stupid.
Yeah, Bill did the bless your heart to me this week. And I'm like, okay, do I take it the right way? Or then
he only heard the one. yeah.
By the way,
Tom, you missed the intro, but you didn't really miss a whole lot. That's why we record it, so you can watch it later.
Yeah, you can catch the intro tomorrow on YouTube. I'll even have it all compressed and ready to...
YouTube compressed, yeah.
Are we going to take a break now?
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and take a break?
We might be a little long on the truck show, maybe.
Yeah. When we come back, Steve's got a bit here.
A little rundown, and then we'll get into the truck show last week.
We got some news on truck shows, so yeah. We'll be right back after this.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
And back.
Yeah, there we go. Well, me and Malia caught a wonderful truck show last weekend. The girl and I.
There you go.
Anybody get it in your eye.
We're getting to some shows, live remote, so we thought. Well, we made it to another show last weekend. It was a fundraiser for a fellow truck driver, hosted as the first annual Bonehead Trucker Car and Truck Show in Calhoun, Georgia. We met all sorts of nice people down there and saw a few nice cars and trucks. Everyone looked to be having a wonderful time at the event. We tried to make it around to everyone there and talk it up a bit. We got plenty of pictures for our internet savant to do his magic making shorts. That's you, Dave.
Here.
We chatted with Bonehead Trucker for quite a while, off and on throughout the day.
You're making me happy.
He's one of a kind and fun to talk to. TJ or Terry, whichever he prefers. I think TJ, but
TJ
organized and planned the event to help raise money for a fellow driver. My hat's off to him to take on such a big event and pull it off successfully. Round of applause, everybody. Good job, Terry. Talking with him and Bonehead, they're hoping to move the event indoors next year, if possible, maybe a little north a little to the next town.
Is it hot down there, Steve?
Oh, my God. It was.
It was pretty warm.
My sack stuck to my leg, Dave.
We started undressing.
So I'm talking about my Walmart bag.
So basically like everybody else.
Oh, it's Georgia, dude. I mean,
yeah.
I have a suntan on my legs that's in the shape of the boots.
Prove it.
I'll send you pictures.
Talking with Terry, him and Bonehead, they're hoping to, possible a little more. Details to be determined. This year they had a rain out on the first attempt day and time, so they still persevered to a new date and a time a few weeks later. We're glad he stuck with it and they had a good turnout for their first show. Now, as far as the live remote, LOL, we had good intentions, but we all know how the internet and Wi-Fi works, or I guess I should say it doesn't work. So when you're sort of counting on it too, anyway, that's on me this time. Live and learn, people. I would like to thank Ike, the Bonehead Trucker, and TJ for inviting us to the first annual show and hope to make it again next year. We have plenty of stories to tell from the show, and we'll give you yarns to spin with the juicy tales. So, Malia, what was your favorite thing about the show?
My favorite? I got to just say one thing.
Well, I'll tell you. Hit a couple highlights.
The girl who made me the bracelet, that was a big highlight for me.
Oh, yeah.
She brought it over to me.
She had tattoos and stickers. The kids just...
Yeah, I passed out. Dave told everybody I was handing out kisses, so I went online and got kiss tattoos.
Yep. And the little
the
kids
guys
just,
were putting them in their wallets.
That's right.
No, that was fun. The purple truck was my favorite. You know, all the people there supporting it were great, too. So you've got Redneck. I bought his seasoning. I bought his mug. I bought some stuff from Bullsnot. I say Bullnose because I work in hardwood flooring, and you put the bullnose on the front of the step. So every time I say bull, I want to say nose, but no, Bullsnot. Got the hat on.
It's running down your lip.
Yeah, so that was a blast. Well, I wish I knocked you off the golf cart.
Bullsnot. He made... The high, I think a little highlight. I got to find it again.
He did.
I don't think I
can. Dang old internet done messed me up.
That dang old technology.
Hey, I had bologna sandwiches planned. We could have did it in the parking lot.
Did you?
He made a highlight for Bonehead Trucker because he had a little go kart down there, like a green lime green semi.
Yep.
Was doing donuts with it.
Yep.
And caught the manhole cover and rolled it. And scuffed up his arm pretty good and the side of the little go-kart and everything. And Bonehead
alcohol.
Was videoing him a little bit and busting his chops. So
did he cowboy hat fall off?
Do I?
We weren't there for it. But, well, he wears his ball caps. So
I'm
talking about Bonehead.
Oh, yeah. He had his cowboy hat on the shorts.
He rolled it.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Bonehead that was wrong.
Oh, it was TJ.
The guy from Bullsnot.
Oh, okay.
He owned it, yeah.
We did an interview with him 2 years ago at Matt's, was it, or last year?
I think it was last year.
No, it was. We were over on the West building when we did it. So
okay,
we've done it three times. Ago. We're kind of getting up a little bit.
He's a pretty good guy. I mean, he's getting a lot of product out there. But
yeah,
I tell you what, Ike is Bonehead Trucker. He is just one of the best guys to talk to.
Super.
I mean, he's a blast to talk to.
We talked to him off and on all day, but when it started winding down, we just sat at his table and sat and shot the shit with him. I mean, what, good hour probably, just sitting there talking to him, you know, picking his brain a little about stuff and just in general, and just real, real great guy. Real great.
Yeah, he was cool. He was giving out drinks to everybody. That's where that Jamaican Me Happy thing comes from. It was one of his favorite drinks, and he was passing it out.
He's
so.
Like, don't make fun of him because he's drinking a girly drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then Malia sat there and pounded down 15 of them. I mean,
I did not. No, it was a great time. It was a good time.
You're getting some recommendations for some rub. Tell him your rub, Dave. Mm-hmm. It'll be for sale.
Yeah, you got a question in the comments there, Dave, about your rub.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but, and then TJ,
it's called butt rub. You bend over and rub hard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he won't answer you.
Not yet. Not yet. To be. Well, how do we
watch
how
this
do we
space?
Make a teaser. How do we make a teaser?
Watch this space.
Watch this space next week. We are announcing something new. So just
there you go.
Just stay with us. So,
and then we had TJ there that pretty much put that show together for that guy. And I'm not sure how much money they raised. Some of the proceeds from the show and stuff was going to it, I think. But he bit off a lot to try and get done. And kudos to him. He did a real good job putting on that show. Were their first year, and I think there was, I don't remember how many trucks I counted. I mean, their first year, they had a good turnout.
Yeah.
And for as hot as it was, the one guy that won the Mike Besson show or whatever was a purple cab over.
Love that truck.
And I hate myself I don't have his name wrote down here. But he had two little kids, his kids with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. And it was his kids were probably what? What was you guessing? 5 and 6, 5 and 7,
mm-hmm. Yeah, 4 and 6.
They're out there helping him.
6 and 8, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rub and chrome, you know, polished chrome, and they were dirty and everything else. And the little girl, I got a little snippet of her, and I said, "You helping dad?" And she's like, "Yep." So, and then when the show was over,
she's the one that ran around and tracked me down because she put that lip tattoo on her arm.
Yep.
And she tracked me down. Yeah. It was good family. Nice family.
Oh, it's Georgia. Nobody worried about child labor down there, right?
Nope. Nobody worried about that stuff there. And I was handing out stickers for it. I was like, "Oh, you're helping your dad. This is great. Here's a sticker."
Oh, yeah. Both those kids was cute. Well, the boy, I said, "Does dad let you sit on his lap and drive once in a while?" And his dad's like, "Yeah." I said, "Next time he does, I said, grab the wheel and just rip that sucker to the left as hard as you can." And I'm like, "Wait a minute, I better not tell him that because I'll see it in paper next week. Guy gets hit head on."
Yeah. Rip it to the right. He's going to ditch.
I'm glad
you guys went. That was a good event.
We had a great time. On the way back, Steve got me on 75. And when I stopped at the Beaver Stop for the last time, when I was getting some more, like this truck and some other junk at that Beaver Stop.
Oh, don't let her fool you. She spent a couple $100.
I had him convinced I was on 65. How long did you ponder how it got me to 65? Because I was still on 75.
I didn't because I didn't give a shit.
Are you? You kept asking me. You're like, how did it take you to 65?
Well, she's telling me she's almost, I'm like, how did you get there? How did you get from 75 to 65?
I was at that Beaver Stop, and he's like, you're on 65. She was using
the Dave language.
Beaver Stop.
Well, then she thinks I worried about it, and I'm like, nope, I didn't.
That's what she calls it, the Beaver Stop. We're never going to announce the name, but it's always the Beaver Stop.
Well, yeah, because I don't like that place.
That's right.
I could have went back there and bought some brisket, and I said, F you. I just walked
out.
But
he bought the outfit.
I bought that, and that was it.
You're supposed to go in there and buy a sandwich or two.
So I will tell you, the benefit.
Beaver nuggets, and they are
Beaver nuggets.
I did get those just for the video.
They are.
I got them so you could see me eating them in the video.
I think I'm going to eat the whole bag.
I didn't.
I almost was going to walk back to get brisket, but that place was packed.
Yeah,
there was not one parking spot left out in that thing, and you know how big it is.
Yeah,
it was like a mall on the weekend.
Them not letting truckers there, but I do got to tell you the one benefit I see of that place for the truckers is it pulls all the campers and all the trailers to their stop.
Versus
and so like the truck stops aren't full of those like big campers and oversized trailers and stuff like that, because those would take your spots in those areas. So I do see that.
They are helping you a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, I see that as being a benefit to the truckers is it's pulling like those bigger campers and stuff. Like they're going there because there's plenty of parking for them. So I seen that as a benefit. And I did like seeing all the families with the dogs walking around and that kind of, there's plenty of room for that. But it is a total freaking spot to pull you in and spend your money. I mean,
what'd you think of the bathrooms?
Clean. They are clean.
Did you walk that far?
I can't even lie about it.
You get a different one.
Yeah. All 3 times I stopped, because I stopped 3 times, Dave. 3 times. I got sucked into the Beaver Stop. It's like,
but you know what you're getting, and it's something that if you're going to travel, that's the way to stop and at least get your stretcher legs, see what you want, do a little shopping.
I won't make it clean a habit, bathrooms. I'll tell you that, but it wasn't.
But I'm sorry, when I get park at a place, I have to walk a mile to get in.
Well, and then when you welcome get inside, to truck driving.
You got to walk another mile to find the bathroom.
Well, it's usually straight in the door, right back. Usually.
Well,
the only thing good about it is there's always an open stall.
Yeah, that there is. There's lots of open stalls. So,
mm-hmm.
So Bill, do you really like your new phone?
Because he warned me.
What's that, Dave?
Do you really like your new phone?
I
can tell you. It's got you intrigued a little bit.
Well, because I'm trying to keep up with the comments here, and I'm doing it from the phone like you tend to do. And
it seems to be easier for some reason.
What kind of comments are you keeping up with?
People asking Dave for...
He did. I answered him. I didn't go into a lot of detail, but you have to listen next week if you want to know.
Or you can be at the truck show at the...
Yes, we're we might as well talk about that.
There we go. I was getting ready to say, where are we going to be next weekend, Dave?
Well, it looks like we're going to mosey on up to the big city of Goshen, Indiana, and we're going to the Elkhart County Fairgrounds for the Blessing of the Truck is what we're going to next weekend. It is a great event that started with three guys that go to church together, decided to start a little truck show over in Shipshewana, and it got so popular that they had to move it to Elkhart because they couldn't get they couldn't do the flea market because of the flea markets going on in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So they moved over to Elkhart, and they not only judge your truck, pass out trophies, they feed everybody that comes to it. They have a dinner that starts around noon. They feed everybody that's there, all the truckers, anybody that shows up. They have big spreads, chicken.
And what are you doing Friday, Dave?
Well, Friday, I like this show so much. It's a good, it's what you call a reach out. It's a religious truck show, I guess you could say. And me and Malia have done many of these in the past and stuff. And I talked to them about what can I do to help? Because I said, I will make your guys' pork because I used to be in the barbecue business. And he says, no, we got somebody that really likes doing it. And I said, three fat truckers will cover the cost and make. He says, we don't have to pay for it. Somebody's already donated. And I said, so what are you doing? He says, the only thing we do is we get pizza on Friday night for setup. And I said, nope. We're going to fix you meals. We're going to come up and we're going to serve you guys for putting this truck show on. So that's why I got brisket on the smoker right now. And we're going to have baked beans and coleslaw. So, and
all I know is I won't be there till Saturday. So save me a bite.
I will save you a little brisket for you. We'll save you
some. I want all the beans too. And everything.
Yeah. Well, you won't have to because Saturday they got their own spread.
They got
barbecue.
Just take a 1 gallon Ziploc bag and just throw it all
just
in one.
Just fill it up. Otherwise, he'll be mad at you. I'm telling you, you won't have no problem. There's so much food. Then they have bouncy houses and kids' rides, and it is a very family friendly.
Oh, no, you're talking to Bill now.
And yeah,
and you see him pop up.
And the worst thing for Malia,
did you say bouncy house?
The worst thing for Malia is they have a whole ice cream trailer sitting there, and it's free ice cream. All day.
When you see it running out her nose, Dave.
I know. I think she's full.
You guys keep following me on Facebook. You see why?
Brain freeze, and she's like all locked up.
Mm-hmm. But Malia,
I don't want to hear it, Slurpee Boys. You guys were over there at the slushies.
Slurpee Boys.
They are the Slurpee Boys.
Hey, because 7-Eleven knows us.
You even take your own cup. You know they give away these.
My favorite part about
here. Let me bring my 11 ounce
about Matt's this year is when we got over there and that guy looks at Bill. Ain't been to Speedway lately, have you?
Yeah, that's never going to go away, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious, dude.
That'll be the catch story, yeah.
So, yep. Malia has tons of handouts we're going to give out to everybody. We're going to make up some they have a raffle or a drawing.
I went on Amazon.
And
Amazon came to my
all
house.
Kinds of stuff. We're going to hook them up with some, what do we call them, some kind of bag. What do you call those?
Goodie bags.
Swag bags.
We're going swag to bag, yeah.
Swag bags. So they can get them off some cups and stuff. And I
so
really
she's going to be just a swagging.
That's right. Him is
swagging.
And Bill's mini. And Malia has a mini me now, which is Bill's daughter. So she'll be right there mini with her. Help,
I do. Her. I have,
hold on.
It is so funny Malia, you say that.
You need to get an outfit. Well, the boots and stuff for her, same exact same as you got, so she looks just like you.
What size does she wear?
The boots, the skirt, whatever. You don't know. Talk to his wife.
Yeah. You have to text somebody over the name.
But if she looked exactly like you, that would be.
Well, I'm wearing a red skirt, and I'm wearing, I probably shouldn't get up and walk around, but
it's over
there. My white three-fat trucker shirt.
We will have a tent set up.
Red, white, blue.
Yeah.
My navy blue boots. I just got them.
There you go.
I'm wearing them.
So I'll tell you right now.
First time at Goshen.
After Georgia, I'm not wearing boots and jeans ever again. It's going to be shorts and
shorts. And tennis shoes.
I don't give a shit. Oh, my God. It was miserable, dude.
Well, I guess the one this weekend in Houston wouldn't be any better. Because Houston's is today.
I might even get me a pair of them wheelies where I can skate around.
Well, maybe next year, guys.
And you'll hear trucker down, trucker down.
That's what I was trying with the golf cart. It was like trucker down, rolling down the hill.
She tried throwing me out.
Bonehead would have like made a little video. It'd been funny. A trucker can't even drive a golf cart. Look at that.
Yeah, he could have put it on his own video. Look, another stupid truck driver did.
Can't even drive a golf cart. Fall off. Yeah.
Look how he let the blonde
drive. Yeah, he let the blonde drive. What?
Oh my goodness! What was we thinking? No, heck no! I got on him like drive. I'm hot.
Oh, quit bragging.
We did. There's a little food thing there with a little Mexican tacos. Boy, I tell you what, they wasn't too bad.
You're burning them up pretty bad, huh?
Oh, I went back to get more and it's gone.
Oh. Hate when that happens.
I'll tell you what, though, we had a pretty
good dinner. You wouldn't do the pineapple. We had a good dinner, though.
I did the thing at dinner. I ordered dessert first, like she does. And we got done eating dinner. She's like, I'm glad we ordered it first because we'd have never been able to eat it after we ate.
Not the way they bring that meat. They just kept coming and coming. I was what the heck?
That was pretty good.
Toscano's was the place I was trying to think of.
They're out of business.
And
that's what this was, but exactly the same thing.
I wonder if running out of meat was part of the story right there, because their problem, they
kept having their liquor license revoked.
Yeah.
And I went there once, and they didn't have it back yet. Went there again, and they had it back, and the next thing you know, they don't have it again. They're serving minors or something, possibly, is what the deal was.
Lovely. I don't know. Alec County's on rough bottom. And
coal miner.
First watch, you know, here in Fort Wayne. First watch, the restaurant. They're supposed to serve like breakfast alcohol drinks, but they haven't been approved for their.
That's over there at the brewery. What's that one place called that has the buffet and stuff, Bill?
Granite City.
Granite City, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's a place.
They have their liquor license, though. So
yeah,
they serve beer.
We went there and got the buffet and got mimosas for.
I had beer with my breakfast that time. Dave and I went there. Yeah.
Well, we went to
mimosa
really
in New Haven,
and I didn't get a freaking mimosa.
What the heck?
That place in New Haven.
I couldn't decide between that and a Zima.
Something in your ass, yeah.
What's the one in New Haven, Dave?
I don't remember the name of it, but we need to go back.
Mickey's, Mikey.
Mickey's or something, yeah, but they have alcohol because you got a beer.
New Haven.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Their food was pretty good,
she
too.
Gave me a beer down there at the truck show, Dave. What was it called?
Dirty Blonde.
I thought it was Dumb Blonde, but still, it tastes pretty
Dirty
good.
Dirty Blonde.
Who's the dummy
I
now?
Had a beer forever. And
yeah, who's the dummy good. Now?
And then he let me drive. The other thing I tried to do is get us stuck in the mud.
That's why I noticed. I noticed I got a power wash that thing.
I was like, I wanted to unload it and drive it through Bucky's because I thought, I mean, come on, the beaver stop has wide aisles.
I said, hey, we got arrested. They confiscated your cart. We was driving it inside of Bucky's, and they didn't like that.
Well, I wanted to, like, pour out a corner in there. It would fit in the bathrooms and everything.
It's not a truck. It'd fit.
I know. It's got soft tires. It fits
the indoors, probably.
Oh, my God. That place is ridiculous.
There's just way too many people there. I don't think I've ever seen that many people out of Bucky's.
You need a golf cart to ride in and out.
What I heard the other day is Bass Pro mated with Walmart in a Texas Roadhouse, and that's how Bucky's got started.
The beaver style.
Tell you what, some of them Bass Pros, wow.
Yeah, I drove by the near Memphis, which is a diamond.
The one with the big pyramid.
Yep. Yeah. Think you're in Italy, so. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we got a truck show next weekend. We're going to do that one, and we're also looking at
Iowa 80,
60th
Jamboree Walkout.
Iowa 80 Jamboree coming up here the weekend after the 4th, so it's not far away.
It's July 11th.
Yep. So.
I should get 10th, 11th, and 12th
of July.
So that'll be another
weekend after the 4th.
Yep.
Don't you want to tickle Bill down there? Tickle, tickle.
I know it.
He looks like he's
concentrating. Yeah. So
you guys can barely get a word in edgewise with each other, let alone if I jumped in there. So I figured I'd just let you all have it.
Oh, sure. The Millville thing to do. Blameless.
Eeyore, I guess.
He got right. A brand new phone. He's kind of happy right now.
I'm not happy. I got to set up a bunch of stuff.
That is the problem. You get a new phone.
Tell everybody what your password is, Bill.
Sourpuss.
I got a lot of different passwords for different things.
BR549.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I heard a
nice beaver.
How you know?
I wouldn't wear that in Cock County, though.
Probably not. I get chased around.
Well, you may become the mayor.
And change the name of the town.
That is true.
Beaver County.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're getting towards the end here, fellas.
Yeah, we're winding down here. Like we said before, check us out at the upcoming Blessing of the Trucks Truck Show at the Elkhart County Fairgrounds in Goshen, Indiana. We look forward to seeing anybody that can stop by and say hi. It will be a special treat because, with the exception of Matt's, getting all of us together in one place is relatively rare.
Rushing back to Dave's, do a live show at 7 that same day.
Yeah.
We really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of
I'm
that.
Not rushing back to Dave's. I'm rushing back to this spot.
I am.
Well, we'll be done. We'll be done probably around 3-4.
See that microphone right there to his right?
That's yeah, right. Right. Steve's sitting right here. It didn't move nothing. It's all set.
Under the word wine.
Still in the chair.
Yeah.
And you're going to be
right load. Where it says download.
Day load. Like
D-load.
D-load.
D-L-O-A-D. D-load.
Well, we'll have to pan it back, get both of us in there.
I know, yeah. Mm-hmm. D-plane. Wait, D-plane. D-load. D-load over there.
Or you guys might have to eat salad this week.
I'm trying. I got to lose weight.
It's going to take more than a week, hon.
Right.
I went down another 2 pounds this week. I'm happy.
Okay. So, yeah, come check us out at the show. We're going to be doing these live streams on TikTok. Or I say TikTok. That's another
thing. Yeah, we're going to do that one, too.
Eventually, TikTok gamifies their whole process of getting on and live streaming. So it's not a straightforward process like it is for Facebook and
Me
YouTube,
and Bill did a live stream on TikTok in Memphis. At the truck stop, just watching people walk by.
Nothing is simple. Email the show at 3ftpodcast.org. We love hearing from folks. God, we love hearing from folks. It's just as well, though, to hit us up on Facebook or X or comment. TikTok. You can comment on the website. I think I'm going to shut that off because not a lot of people use it, and it gets a lot of spam. So I think it's just not a good idea to leave it on because I'm the only one that looks at the website anyway.
Richie said salads are useless. You ever see a skinny rabbit?
Or a skinny beaver.
Well, I've seen a skinny beaver.
I have too. I've seen.
Isn't that Hoffenpfeffer?
I'm
skinny rabbit.
Hoffenpfeffer Incorporated.
I'm thankful for those skinny beavers.
Password 2Z.
Look, right now the
grandpa. Sorry, Bill.
The show's email right now is show@3ftpodcast.org, but hey, check this out. In the future, we're going to be changing our email address to try to slim down some of the infrastructure that we've got going on here that has to be paid for.
Make it a little easier for us to find.
Yeah. It'll be something at gmail.com, but in the beginning, I thought that wasn't not very professional, but I've come to the realization nobody gives a flying fuck about any of that. So, that'll be something in the future to look out for. If you're listening to this show in the past, if you're listening to this after we're all dead, then this will all have happened and then probably unhappened and happened again and happened again.
Oh my Lord, what are we doing?
Morbid.
That's
morbid.
Wait, welcome.
No,
to
that is
wed.
Yeah, right? That's the internet. That's our
I
told my kids this that way you can see me later on after I'm gone.
Yeah, when I'm dead and gone, at least you can go on there and say that's
this is the only way my grandkids are probably gonna be able to see me in the future since my daughter's a dill hole.
Yeah,
this is our immortality right here. But anyway,
all because you're pro life.
We will be back next week. Until then, I'm Bill.
And this is your famous Dave telling you to check out next week. We got a big surprise.
Big announcement coming.
Big announcement. Teaser.
Is that me now?
That'd be you, sweetie.
All right. I just want to say thank you to Bonehead, Redneck, and Bull Snot again. And TJ. I've been Malia, the girl. Thanks, guys.
And I'm Steve. Enjoy your week. Thank you.
Bam.
Thanks.
See you, folks.
Five new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.